Edmund Husserl is a name which will not mean anything to most listeners, but he had a big influence on 20th century philosophy. He was a German-Austrian Jewish philosopher and mathematician whose work, we can say, started a school of philosophy known as phenomenology. One of his more famous students was Edith Stein, also known as St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. He was born in what is today part of the Czech Republic in 1859, and he died in Freiburg in Germany in 1938. Back to the things themselves is the rally cry of the phenomenological movement. Phenomenology, broadly speaking, is the study of the lived experience, or how things appear to us as living human subjects. To study that lived experience in order to gain some understanding of its underlying order and coherence, and to describe and explain our experience of ourselves, others, and the world. As a philosophical movement, phenomenology is associated with some of the most influential philosophers of the 20th century, including Heidegger, Jean-Paul Sartre, Max Scheler, Merleau-Ponty. And the exploration of the lived experience also influenced none other than Karol Wojtyła, later to become Pope John Paul II, who in turn would influence the lives of so many people. By his life and words, he transmitted a coherent and satisfying vision of the human experience to so many people of our times. What do our lived experiences tell us about the world? What meaning can we derive from them? In a world where meaning is lost, or where meaning is associated with the passing, fleeting experience, and a world which has often lapsed into barbarism and loss of meaning, where spiritually and fundamentally people are like the walking dead, where do we turn to for meaning? Phenomenology can help us examine our own experiences, pain, joy, love, loss. These are things that we can feel and which testify to something beyond ourselves. We sense and discover that we participate in something greater than ourselves, that is, life, with a capital L. In Christ, we are faced with this life as incarnate and real and true. I am the truth, he says. In Christ, we participate in existence, in the Son of God, in God the Son, who is man and God and risen from the dead. In him we are no longer dead, no longer a corpse, no longer nihilistic. In him we have meaning and purpose and direction. In Christ, the risen one, we confront life as it is. We are inspired by the Holy Spirit then to live out the experience of being in the presence of God, the risen one, each day. Lord, thank you for the life that you have given us and the truth that you speak to us, the truth that will set us free. Edmund Husserl, philosopher and mathematician, was born in 1859, 161 years ago on this day.